Vrbo last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. You know that feeling when your mind's just racing? Thoughts swirling like a freaking tornado, leaving you exhausted and anxious? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving headfirst into one of the most powerful tools for taming that inner storm, breaking free from negative thought patterns. Think of it like this: our brains are constantly buzzing with activity, but sometimes those thoughts get stuck on a loop, playing the same old negativity record. We're gonna learn how to hit the pause button and rewrite the script. Here's the thing about negative thoughts: they aren't always accurate reflections of reality. They can be like those pesky little gremlins whispering doubts in our ears, distorting our perception and hijacking our emotions. But guess what? We have the power to call them out. This isn't about ignoring your feelings, it's about recognizing them, understanding them, and choosing how you respond. Okay, so let's get into 5 key takeaways that can seriously help you break free from those pesky thought patterns. Number 1. Awareness is key. You gotta know what those negative thoughts are. Pay attention to your inner dialogue. Are you constantly criticizing yourself? Dwelling on past mistakes? Fantasizing about worst-case scenarios? Recognizing the pattern is the first step in breaking it. It's like spotting a leak in your house. You can't fix it until you know where it is, right? Number 2. Challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept them as gospel truth. Ask yourself, is this thought really helpful? Is there evidence to support it? What would I tell a friend who was having this thought? Often, when we challenge our negative thoughts, they start to crumble under scrutiny. They're not as solid as we initially thought. Number 3. Reframe your perspective. Sometimes, just changing the way you look at things can make a world of difference. Instead of focusing on the negatives, try to find the silver linings, even in challenging situations. Ever heard the saying, look for the good? It's not always easy, but it's worth trying. Number 4. Practice gratitude. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your life can shift your focus away from negativity. Start a gratitude journal. Make a list of things you're thankful for each day. Even the little things like a sunny morning or a delicious cup of coffee. It sounds simple, but it makes a huge difference. Number 5. Be kind to yourself. You're human. It's okay to have negative thoughts sometimes. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge them, let them pass, and keep moving forward. Practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're stuck in traffic. You're already running late, your phone's buzzing, and everyone around you seems stressed. That's the perfect breeding ground for negative thoughts to take root. I'm going to miss my meeting. This is the worst day ever. Everyone else is so much more organized than me. Sound familiar? But here's the thing. Instead of letting those thoughts spiral out of control, you can choose a different path. Take a deep breath, notice your surroundings. Maybe there's a beautiful sunset or interesting architecture. Listen to some upbeat music. Use this time to practice gratitude for things like a working car and a roof over your head. Suddenly, that frustrating situation becomes an opportunity to cultivate inner peace and resilience. Remember, breaking free from negative thought patterns is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and conscious practice. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. By implementing these 5 key takeaways, awareness, challenge, reframing, gratitude, and self-compassion, you can create a more positive and fulfilling life. So, take action today. Start noticing those negative thoughts, challenge them with evidence and compassion, and practice gratitude for the good things in your life. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest takeaway from this episode. What resonated most with you? What one thing are you going to implement in your own life? Head over to our social media channels and let me know. Until next time, keep that inner chaos at bay and cultivate a calm and collected mind. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.